anything happen in your life without some purpose in view. Now listen to this. These have come so that your faith, which is of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. These trials cause your faith to be proved genuine. Trials prove genuine faith. You know what that means? What is your faith built upon? There is only one thing worthy of your faith being built upon. There is only one thing that will support and sustain your faith. What is that? Jesus Christ the rock. And who is Jesus? He is the living Word, the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you don't build your faith on the Word, your faith will crumble. There will come, and Jesus said that. Jesus, remember the picture that he gave? He said, your faith is going to be like a house that is either built on a rock or built on sand. If you know my word and do it, your house is built on a rock, and when the rain comes and the wind blows and the storm beat upon it, your house will do what? Stand, because it's built on a rock, the word. But if your faith is not built on the word, if your faith is built on feelings, if your faith is built on circumstances, if your faith is built on testimonies. Now, come on. Testimonies are great. I love to hear them, and they glorify God, but they do not build faith. Some people say, if he could only hear that testimony, then he would believe. Oh, no. There's only one thing will bring him to belief, and that's the Word. Only the Word. No testimony, no matter how eloquent and beautiful and tingling up and down your spine, it will never build faith. Now, verse 8. And this verse is so vital for us. After our test of faith, after going through the trial, after standing and believing when we can't see anything happening, he says, verse 8, though you have not seen Jesus, you love him. Is that true? Do you really love him? And you've never seen him? Isn't it amazing how real that relationship and that love is, though you've never seen him? Listen to this. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. We've never seen him. And yet just believing causes us to be filled with an inexpressible joy of salvation. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Do you notice receiving is present, continuous? You are receiving. It doesn't say you did receive, you have received. You are receiving. The salvation of my soul is constantly pouring in as I constantly believe. And am constantly being kept by the power of God as I believe in him with the faith that I receive from him. You see, it's an endless circle. It keeps going this way. We are tied to him. Do you know that the Lord purposely set salvation up to make us constantly dependent on him? He wants you to depend on him. Well, folks, this is a great plan. We're going to move into this subject next week with steps that will take you into understanding of why God is working in your life as he is. Would you just take a moment with me, please, to bow in prayer? Let's bow together before him right now. And I would ask if we could, please, to have no one moving around for the next couple of moments now. This is a very important time. We don't want anyone moving around, please.
let us quietly close our eyes and really center in on the Lord now together. Father, how we thank you today for Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the plan of salvation. We thank you that you were willing to love sinners like us. And even though your whole nature goes out against sin, Jesus, you became sin and died so that sin could die in its hold on us. Thank you, Lord, that you have been gloriously raised and you're raising us. Thank you for new life, for the new birth. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that's working to make us one. Right now, Holy Spirit, do your work, we pray, in Jesus' name. And while all of us are praying, I wonder how many people in this room this morning know that you need a Savior. You know that your life is being lived right now in sin. You've tried so many times to change, to quit, and you can't. You need a new birth, and you know it. You're ready to come to Jesus and receive his free gift. You'd like somebody to pray with you today that you could become a child of God. Would you hold your hand straight up in the air, lift it way up high so we can see it? We want to pray with you. That's what this is all about. That's it. Lift your hand right up, right over here. God bless you. Others, quickly, lift it up high along with this one. Yes, God bless you over here. God bless you up in the balcony. I see that hand. Others, quickly, please lift it way up high. Where is the one? Yes, back there. God bless you, my dear. I see that hand. Where is the one that God called in that song? You've wandered far away from God, but you're ready to come home. Will you lift your hand? Yes, back there. God bless you. Oh, God bless you. I see that hand. And another one over here. Coming home. Yes, God bless you. Back there. Two hands back there. Praise God. Are there any others? Quickly hold them up on this last call. Yes, I'm so glad we waited for you. Up in the balcony, I see that hand. And over there in the balcony, I see your hand. God bless you. Hallelujah. Over here, others. Yes, others. All of these that have raised your hands, Jesus is waiting to save you. He's waiting to forgive you. Oh, hallelujah. The whole message today is that God wants to forgive you and change you. Let's have our altar workers coming quickly with all of these that have raised your hands. Now, if you raised your hands, we have a quiet room right here in the front at the extreme right of the building here. We want all of you who raised your hands to join us. Step out and come. Don't be ashamed to do that. Don't be ashamed to do that. That's what it's all about. That's it. God bless you. Every one of you that raised your hands, please, please come quickly. That's it. Come quickly. Others that raised your hands, over here, God bless you. Back here, sister, come. We want to pray with you today. You raised your hand. We would love to pray with you. God bless you. Now, will you stand together as a body? Will you join your hands? Do you know that the Lord is trying so hard to teach us to quit doing it ourselves and let Him do it? I'm learning to lean on Jesus. That's what we want to sing in closing. Learning to lean on Jesus. Will you sing it together? Learning to lean. I'm learning to lean.